Thanks for downloading this week's podcast of From the Top, NPR's radio showcase of America's best young classical musicians. I'm your host, Christopher O'Reilly, here to introduce you to a special series of our podcasts, Behind the Curtain, which brings you backstage to hear what it takes to deliver the inspirational performances and the personal stories of America's best young classical musicians. This week, we're going to hear from our music producer, Tom Vigneri, about how he chooses these young musicians and what makes the pieces they play so special.
Last time we were together on this podcast series, we looked at one of our terrific young soloists, Danny Walden from Berkeley, California, a fantastic pianist who appeared on the show not once, but twice. Once in a cello-piano duo and then again at Ravinia playing Schumann. This time, however, we're going to do something a little different, and we're going to look at not a soloist, but an ensemble. And not just any ensemble, but a cello quartet of all things. Even the kind of thing we don't tend to see here, in spite of all the applications we see for the show. And what's also not typical about this group is that they are siblings. Four members of the Warner family who reside in Belgrade, Montana, just outside of Bozeman.
18-year-old Hélène, 16-year-old Lucienne, 15-year-old Marielle, and 13-year-old André. Please welcome the Werner Cello Quartet.
We tape about 20 shows every season around the country, and we travel around various states, and we visit concert halls, and we're presented by wonderful public radio stations. And in this case, we were in, of all places, Bozeman, Montana, and I believe it was our very first visit ever to Montana. Most folks would know it because of its proximity to Yellowstone National Park, the northwest part of Wyoming, and it's a bit of a gateway. It's got a very tiny airport, but when you come in, you see this spectacular vista, this beautiful Bridger Mountain Range, and you realize you are not in Boston, you are not in Kansas anymore, Dorothy. You are in one of the most beautiful places on the planet. Whenever we do a radio show, in addition to all the wonderful kids that we see around the country, who we travel, by the way, to our tapings, wherever they might be around the country, we're also looking to feature really terrific local kids. And in this case, we were in Montana, and it's not necessarily a place you might expect to see a lot of classical music going on. But in fact, we were pleasantly surprised to find not just representative music making going on in Bozeman, but a whole lot of classical music making going on. And in that particular episode, we featured not just the Warner Quartet. We also had a terrific young pianist in Emily Stearns, who's from Butte, Montana. She happened to be the reigning state MTNA piano winner. We had another young girl on that show by the name of Tess Michael, who's age 12, and a harpist of all things. In fact, she comes from a family of 11, and I think she had no less than four members of her family apply to the show. And they're also a notable family because they raise llamas and have some 40 pets around their Montana ranch. But in this particular instance, we're looking at this fantastic family called the Warners, who have four kids from ages 13 to 18. Not only are they all gifted cellists, but they also happen to be really wonderful pianists as well. So we were tasked with a very complicated mission of looking at all of these kids and trying to decide what to do with them. It was basically one of those classic cases of an embarrassment of riches. And they were all gifted and all could have appeared in their own right as soloists on the show, either as pianists or cellists. But what's also really fascinating about the Warner family is how they receive their training. Believe it or not, they study with a rather distinguished professor of cello, Richard Aaron, in, of all places, the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
Because he's in Ann Arbor and you guys are in Bozeman, you're using some cutting-edge technology to take lessons with him. Explain, Marielle, what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, we actually do study the cello over video conferencing machine, and it's truly remarkable how well it works. After every lesson, feels like Mr. Aaron has been in the room with us, and we just feel so lucky to study with such an amazing teacher, and he's had the imagination and patience to really show how effective music study can be in this medium.
Teleconferencing lessons. Elaine, is it all, you know, serious business, or is there some fun and games going on?
No, there's some fun and games. Like, for instance, he often has a quick bite to eat before our lessons, and often he'll offer us his sandwich and stick it in front of the camera. There's some things video conferencing can't do, and that's one of them.
So. I guess not.
So you can live in parts of this fantastic country and still get the highest level of training, just so you know, in case you had any inclination to scurry off to a really rustic corner of the world. As it happens, 16-year-old Luke takes traditional pieces and he arranges them for four cellos, which allows the family to play together. And for our show, he had already put together an arrangement of a cello sonata, that is for cello and piano, of Luigi Boccherini, Boccherini's cello sonata number 6 in A major. If you weren't already aware of Luigi Boccherini, he is a classical composer. His dates are roughly equivalent to those of Franz Joseph Haydn's. He was around from 1743 to 1805. That puts him squarely in the classical mode. And he wrote in what might be characterized as a typical kind of Rococo style, otherwise known as the Gallant style. And this is something that came out of the French Baroque and is characterized by charm in the music, lightness, optimism. It's far less contrapuntal than the Baroque period. It becomes a lot more intimate and extremely refined and decorative. Really picks up where composers like Rameau left off. So it's really lovely music, and if executed well, can be really sublime stuff to hear. And add to that the textures of four cellos, and frankly the challenge of pulling off this kind of style music with its kind of light textures with four cellos. And this was a challenge that Luke understood and took head on. And as it's a sonata for cello and piano, and in keeping with that, he uses one cello as the solo instrument, and he basically takes the accompaniment of the piano and he arranges that for the three other cellos.
What, Luke, were the difficulties in taking that, I know it as a piano part, making it work for the three accompanying cellos?
Well, the main issue is, since we're all playing the same instrument, the frequency ranges are all basically identical. So when you put them all together, you tend to get a muddy sound. And so what I did when arranging this is I spread out the registers of the accompaniment voices to give it a clearer and less dense feeling, which I feel is kind of in keeping with the grace and elegance of the piece.
The featured soloist in this particular piece is oldest sister Elaine, who's 18 at the time of the taping, and I understand is going to Yale in the fall. So congratulations to you, Elaine. And Lucien, Marielle, and André do a really superb job of accompanying her. Here are the first two movements of the cello sonata number 6 in A major. First, the slow adagio, followed by a very quick allegro, by Luigi Boccherini, arranged by Lucien Werner.
Thank you.
That was the Boccherini Cello Sonata No. 6 in A Major, arranged by young Lucien Warner, one of the four Warner siblings that we're talking about today, from Belgrade, Montana. And as you heard, it was quite unusual, but quite extraordinary and quite wonderful, and one of a kind, really, in terms of what we've done on the show in some 167 episodes at this point. But as it happens, that's not all that the Warners are capable of doing. This really marvelous family doesn't leave their hats checked in the classical department alone. They do a lot of recitals there in Montana and the Bozeman area. And a few years ago, they started this tradition in concerts of playing non-classical encores. And again, using the talents of Luke, he made a number of arrangements for himself and the siblings. And they started with Broadway show tunes. They started to incorporate tangos. And by the time we caught up with them, they were doing their best Kronos string quartet imitation. And they had rock and roll arrangements that were big crowd pleasers that they played on their cellos. But it wasn't just their acoustic cellos. They put those down and they picked up these really cool electric cellos. They plugged in, they turned on, and they knocked the audiences out. This particular medley that Luke put together begins with the famed Jimi Hendrix guitar master playing Purple Haze. Metallica, Just for the Spice, Enter Sandman. Popular Bohemian Rhapsody, originally by Freddie Mercury and Queen. Thank you.
For more performances and stories from America's best young classical musicians, tune in to our weekly NPR radio show. Visit fromthetop.npr.org for stations broadcasting From the Top near you. From the Top is a unique nonprofit organization that's independent of the radio stations that carry our show. Join us in celebrating the passion and dedication of our outstanding young musicians by making a gift to From the Top on our website, fromthetop.org.